Okay, good afternoon, and thank you for sitting through or coming to our presentation. I know a lot of you have seen a lot of presentations and walking around, so try to make this interesting for you. What we've got is a presentation on the use of proteins, which we complex with surfactants as a means to promote root growth in plants. We're going to touch just a little bit, just briefly today, on the corresponding benefits of promoting shoot growths, but that's really another presentation, another discussion. Quick acknowledgement, we did these studies under the guidance and direction of Jim Betke, who's with the University of California Cooperative Extension. He works as floriculture and nursery farm advisor. The studies were conducted at both Jim's nursery and by Dr. Lucia Villavicencio, who is the director of the Center for Applied Horticulture Research in Vista. This was a facility that was founded by Ken and Dina Altman of Altman Plants, and they're basically an outsourcing facility to people and companies that need to do some agricultural tests. It's a nonprofit organization. Finally, we'd like to thank the Plug Connection. They're in Vista, California, for use of their facilities and plants for some of the tests. Carl Padella is a co-founder of Advanced Biocatalytics and the executive vice president of R&D. Dr. Michael Goldfeld is a director of corporate research, and his background is in chemistry of bioactive compounds and surfactants. And Jack Baldridge is also a co-founder and CEO and chairman. So this afternoon, we will cover an introduction to Advanced Biocatalytics, protein chemistry, and data on trials that shows significant root promotion in spinach and some various ornamental species. The protein surfactant complex, or PSC as we'll refer to it, is comprised first of stress shock or heat proteins that are derived from yeast fermentation with some refinement techniques. The benefits of the manufacturing process are it's low cost and very repeatable. And as you'll see, the very low dosages also adds to the potential very good cost-benefit ratios. The essential proteins are combined with certain synthetic surfactants or natural surfactants and other additives. The proteins and surfactants form a tightly knit complex, and they can't, for example, they can't be separated very easily, like with dialysis. And Advanced Biocatalytics has commercialized products with synthetic-grade food surfactants, but we've confirmed that the protein and surfactant complex can be accomplished with a broad range of different types of surfactant classes, anionics, non-ionics, some of the natural organic type of surfactants as well. And since those usually don't have very good wetting characteristics, one of the key fundamental effects that the proteins have on the surfactants are that they further reduce interfacial and surface tension and critical micelle concentration, and when you compare it to the surfactants being used alone. So this is one element that we see as the mechanism of action. So this can significantly reduce surfactant use in addition to some of the other benefits of the proteins. Now, a major focus of agricultural chemistry, like every place else, is to go green. So in that sense, the PSCs are of interest as non-toxic and environmentally benign. And I want to stress environmentally benign kind of goes against the sense of hey, we're affecting root production. They biodegrade not over 90% within 28 days. They're very friendly in that sense. And they're not. It's not a hormonal effect to so if they get out into the environment, let's say, they get degraded very rapidly. And it's the continuous dosage that we find that produces the effects. So the fundamental effects, the highly reduced interfacial tension and certain other biostimulating activities manifest themselves into a wide range of uses. Some of them are mentioned here. As a key side note, the dose rate that we used in our studies was 25 parts per million of the PSC product, which translates into less than 10 parts per million of surfactant and less than 5 parts per million of the protein component of the mixture. Again, very low cost. And cost benefits. Now, we've been published as the basic technology in the Journal of Applied Microbiology. If anybody's interested in a paper, I'll be glad to give you a copy at the end of the presentation. The first of two spinach tests were done as follows in May through July of last year, 2008, and they were grown in a greenhouse in 1 gallon pots. The treatment was initiated at the cotyledon stage, so the days of treatment add another 14 days or so till it from the day of seeding. The PSC was added to every irrigation at 25 parts per million. We also did a dose study. That's a separate test. I got a little bit of data on that. And at the same time, nutrient was added, a 20-20-20 mixture with every water cycle, which is approximately every other day. The roots were washed and dried at intervals to study growth trends, and we took photos before and after. And you can see in the bottom right-hand corner, just a snapshot, we'll have some other photos of the effects. Pronounced effect on the shoot production and also on the root production. In the first study, we isolated the surfactants, we isolated the proteins, and compared them to a control and to the combined protein-surfactant complex mixture. It's obvious that we see about three times the root mass, this is the dried root mass, compared to the other treatments that we did. Surfactants alone appeared to show some benefits, but not statistically significant or different, and maybe there's a little bit of a wetting effect we expect or suspect that might be happening there. Again, we tested both non-ionic and anionic surfactants, and it didn't seem to have any different on the performance, so that suggests that we've got a broad array of flexibility in optimizing systems in the future. The proteins alone did not provide any benefit, and there were signs that they might even had a slight antagonistic effect. So it's really the protein surfactant complex that's providing the results. Now we did a second series of a second study. The only variables that were changed is we added the amount of pots. There were 10 pots used per data point instead of 5 in the first study, and we chose the non-ionic surfactant. And the second growth was done between November of last year and January of 2009. The first slide shows the effects of day 40. Day 40 translates to day 40 of treatment translates to about 50 to 55 days from seeding, and you see there's about four times the root mass compared to the untreated. When you look at the shoot mass, you've got about twice the shoot mass of the treated versus the untreated. Now, a 50 to 55 day growth cycle is about what the fresh baby spinach market uses, so we've got some potentially serious and significant commercial benefits that we see over here. And here are the photos of that, where the data was taken from. You can see the substantial shoot and root production and more consistent growth compared to the untreated. We continued this the study to 90 days, after 60 days, even before the roots started to get root-bound, so we started to lose some of the benefit. And in essence, you could see in the shoot production, the shoots actually started to catch up, and we attributed that to some of the root-boundedness of the treated pots. And here are the photos at the 60-day stage. Again, quite a bit of difference in mass of the roots in the treated versus the control. Okay, the ornamental plant studies were done again at the plug connection. They produce over a million plugs a day. Analysis was then done at the horticulture center. Selected plant types in the plug trays were treated using a boom sprayer, and the PSC was added to every irrigation at approximately 2 milliliters per cell. These are the selected cultivars. 14 plant types were chosen based on typical plug maturity dates. So we took a broad range anywhere from 3 to 17 weeks. Root production was quantified, as was shoot production on some of the species. Here's a typical sort of a photo, if you will. Each of the data points were based on 10 randomly chosen plants. All were photographed before and after separation of soil from the roots. Here we see coleus, a more or less typical example. Coleus was one of the faster growing plants tested with a maturity between 3 to 4 weeks. The treated ones were mature in less than 3 weeks. In coleus, the shoot mass here showed about a 30% increase over the untreated plants. The shoot mass differences between the different cultivars varied, but again, this is a limited study. And please note that the dose rate here is shown at 75 parts per million. That translates to 25 parts per million in the previous study. We diluted it just to simplify the treatment in this particular phase of the testing. So what was consistent in virtually all the plugs tested were the trends of accelerating root production as the plant and root systems matured. That is to say, as the roots grew, the trend line showed that the PSC had a more pronounced effect. Some of the trend line data you can see on petunia, the top is the fresh weight of the roots, about a 50% growth, and these were seeded at week 33. So we were going up to week 38 over here. You see, and in the dry root weight, you see a more pronounced effect, about 120% increase. Similar results for coleus. In Gerbera daisies, again, these were seeded week 33, slower growing root system, about a 50% increase in the fresh weight. Begonias, the same thing. We see these trend lines throughout the various ornamental species that we tested. Combined graphically, we see across the board, most of the cultivars showed significant growth rate acceleration at time of maturity. Interestingly, the slowest growing plant in this study, and you can see the ranunculus, took 10 weeks. And that's very, you see about twice the root mass there. The coleus took about 3 weeks. That was the fastest one. It was a coleus red, excuse me, celosia red. Celosia yellow was a little slower. Again, you're still seeing a pronounced difference in the treated. Coleus was about the shoot mass, I think it was about double, more than double the shoot mass. Pansies and petunias, again, significant growth. Snapdragons, we actually took the snapdragons and transplanted them, and we'll be analyzing those next week. We're starting to see higher plants. The heights are higher. The stems seem to be a little thicker. The internodal region space, we need to analyze that. Seems like there's some benefits in the amount of foliage that we're seeing. So there's still a lot of testing that needs to be done, but we're seeing the trends to be very consistent. Another key observation was that it was not quantified, but it was obvious to both Jim and actually Lucia noticed it when she was trying to take some of the soil off the roots, was a profound difference in the fine root hair development. And also in the secondary root growth, you couldn't see the secondary root growth in some of the plants just because of the nature of the root systems. But the interesting notes is that the effect of the fine root hair enhancement was throughout every species. We did not see a difference. And again, once it hits some level of maturity of root growth. And of course, the fine root hairs are where it is believed that all or most of the nutrient and water absorption take place. So that's why we think we're seeing some of that beneficial effect ultimately in the shoot growth, which is of interest for most growers. Some final thoughts. To reiterate, the PSC causes root promotion in selected ornamental and vegetable plugs, and the effect did not appear to be dependent on the maturity rate. The PSC promotes a significantly greater amount of spinach roots in 35 days of treatment, which is about 50 days from seeding. Again, at 40 days, we are about double the shoot mass. Root promotion, in a dose study, we found that the effect dropped off at 12 parts per million of the product. So again, 12 parts per million is less than 5 parts per million of surfactant and probably 1 or 2 parts per million or less of the actual protein component. Another key observation was that we seem to have a more pronounced effect in less favorable soils, which might be expected. Finally, as already noted, the fine root hair growth and secondary root growth were observed in all species tested, so the effects appear to have potential benefits in a wide range of plants. Let me do a conclusion. It's just a little new thing that came in at the very end. So we'd like to conclude that the low dose rates of the PSC treatment translates into cost-effective solution for improving plant propagation as well as commercial agricultural production, though much testing remains to characterize the different variables and develop optimal systems. Being naturally based and environmentally friendly to PSC technology offers a truly green solution. We did a quick, do I have time? This is the inside of a drip irrigation tape. It was taken over a 3.5 acre plot, and we've got a very interesting effect where we're actually cleaning up the tape and preventing plugging of the tape, and that's based on some of the fundamental capabilities of the PSC complex. And again, our acknowledgments go out to the plug connection. Thank you very much.